Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah. Howdy on your Tuesday BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the Apple News Show. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be. I'm Kyle Swaggers, your host as always. It's the 6th of June, 2017. All the best Apple news, yeah, coming your way in probably a little over 5 minutes today.
Hello, how are you doing? Great to be here.
And off he went. Yeah, we didn't see much of Tim Cook yesterday, did we, at the big old WWDC unveiling for Apple crap. Tim kind of did his thing and then let everybody else do what they're really good at that he's not good at. So, what did we see yesterday in Apple land? Well, on the minor side, we did get that confirmation that Amazon Prime Video, that'll be coming later this year to the Apple TV. We're going to get Siri Kaleidoscope and a bunch of Disney watch faces and watch OS 4. And speaking of watch OS 4, which was unveiled yesterday, updates and new software are going to help you with your workouts, your activity, your music, of course, and the new thing called Gym Kit. Got a piece of gym equipment that can actually have an NFC chip or something like that on it, and you can just touch your watch to it, and then they seamlessly work together to help improve your workout. You also get new activity upgrades that are supposed to deliver more intelligent coaching and tailored encouragement to each and every user out there. Apple also updated the workout app to include auto sets for pool swim workouts, plus new motion and heart rate algorithms for intense interval training. Yeah, feel the burn. Other stuff on the software side before we get into the hardware side, because that's where all the juicy stuff is. We got a redesigned app store coming for iOS 11. Of course, iOS 11 was unveiled yesterday. That design actually is going to be similar to Apple Music, so I don't know how well that's going to go. Some people love Apple Music the way it is, some people hate it. Also, for iOS 11, let us not forget, if you got a 32-bit app out there running around, it won't be running anymore come when it's actually launched. Yeah, that's right, it's going to be 64-bit compatible only. Plus, Apple unveiled Mac OS Sierra High, which, as we said, looks pretty nice on those new iMacs. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're getting into the hardware now. Apple has refreshed the 21.5-inch and the 27-inch iMacs with brighter screens, Kaby Lake processors on board, and supposedly faster storage. It remains to be seen, but it looks like it probably will be. Now, how bright is bright for these new displays? Well, according to Apple, 500 nits of brightness and support for 1 billion colors. Overall, that counts to about 43% brighter than what you got right now. Quite a bit of an improvement. Now, Apple's promising these new iMacs will be 3 times more powerful than what we got right now. They should be. How long has it been since we had a freaking update? Anyways, of course, you'll have Thunderbolt 3, faster storage options. Now, with the refresh, you get that Retina 4K display. That's going to be on the 21.5-inch iMac. Those Kaby Lake processors will be about 4.2 gigahertz with turbo boost up to 4.5 gigahertz. Oh, yes. Take that, Knight Rider. Now, the graphics on these computers are more powerful thanks to the new Radeon Pro 500 series cards with up to 8 gigabytes of VRAM. I know you're thinking, okay, how much? Well, the 21.5-inch iMac, $1,099 will be the base price, and $1,799 for the 5K 27-inch iMac. Ooh, okay, we're going to move a little bit on now, trying to go as fast as we can. This was a 3-hour event we're trying to cram into 5 minutes. I don't think it's going to happen. Of course, we got the new iPad Pros, and just as we thought, a 10.5-inch model is now in the wild, as well as a new revamped 12.9-inch iPad Pro. Of course, with the new iPad Pros comes the new iOS software for these things, now with drag and drop. And I gotta say, that's sweet. Now, amazingly, with the 10.5-inch iPad Pro, it's gonna feel like a 9.7-inch in your hand. All they've managed to do was make it a 20% larger display on the thing. And I know, reducing the tablet's borders, thinking, how do I hold on to this? But from what we've seen, no problem. Plus, on these two Pros, we're gonna get ProMotion. That's gonna enhance your display performance twice as fast now. When we used to get 60 hertz, now it's 120. And all of this is happening under an amazing still 10 hours of battery life, give or take a few. The 10.5-inch iPad Pro will start at $649 with 64 gigabyte storage. That's for the Wi-Fi only model, by the way. $779 if you want cellular capabilities. As far as the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, $799, 64 gig Wi-Fi only. $929 if you want cellular. And if 64 is not enough, well, you've got a 256 or a 512 gigabyte option. Wow! And finally, with the Apple event, I know we've missed so much, but we got to talk about the Apple speaker, which we now know is going to be called HomePod. Now, first and foremost, we won't see HomePod till around December. Yeah, just in time for Christmas. But Apple's promising a much better experience than what you're going to get on Amazon and especially Google Home. As well as it should be, because it's more expensive than Google Home or Amazon's Echo. As with our other home devices, yeah, you're going to be able to talk to the thing across the room. From what we can see right now, though, it's only going to integrate with Apple Music. Duh, imagine that. And I'm sure we'll be seeing connectivity through all of our Apple TVs around the house. Again, if you're an Apple environment, it'll probably be nice for you. If you're not, I don't know how much use you're going to get out of the thing. Although we are hearing when it definitely does come to music, this thing sounds superb. Going into further detail, the Apple HomePod will have 7 small tweeter speakers arranged in a ring around at the bottom and a 4-inch woofer right in the middle. Plus, it has some kind of technology they're saying that wherever you put it in the room, it will adapt to that situation and give you the best sound possible.
So all in all, yeah, it was a good event for a lot of stuff. Plus, I didn't talk much.
All right, and finally, if I've got any air left in my lungs, is it on your bucket list right now to say, I want to go to Mars? Well, there's a doctor out there saying, you may not want to do that. Yes, it seems a study is underway in Las Vegas about the effects of going to Mars, saying that you go to Mars, you're probably going to get cancer. Why? Well, because radiation in space is made up of high-energy particles streaming from the sun and even sources beyond our galaxy. And apparently, as their theory goes, they'll collide and tear right through our DNA and screw us all up. And by doing so, that process will increase our chances of getting cancer. They went on to say that exploring Mars would actually require missions of 900 days or longer. And imagine that kind of exposure to the human body. Yeah, maybe they're right. I don't know this stuff. But the way things are getting here on Earth, I don't think it might be any different from nuking our food in a microwave to eating a bag of Doritos. To the cell phone we put up to our ear each and every day, probably 40 times a day. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our destination for all of our great podcasts. And if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, really, please consider donating to our Patreon fund, especially if you want the new show 5 times a week. As of right now, we're getting to you about 4 times a week, sometimes less. So if you crave it Monday through Friday, we really love your support here at BTN. And of course, if you're already donating to our Patreon fund, thank you so much for your support. We could not do BTN without all of you supporting us. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Also, give us a like over there on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, we love you to be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show returning to you this Wednesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news we'll have over the next 24 hours, hopefully Apple-free. But until then, have yourself a glorious Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.